Today I want to teach on something very, very important. I want to talk about examining yourself. Now, we must come to this understanding that it is highly important and highly needed that every Christian examines his or herself. What do I mean by examining ourselves? Now, it's important to know that it's important to come to the place where you have to just look within yourself and figure out what you think is wrong. If you go to the judiciary, to the courts, or wherever you go to, the rate of divorce is very high. And people that are divorcing are Christians. If you go out there, you see people dressing ungodly, dressing anyhow they want to, dressing very, pretty much almost naked. These are Christians. If you go to social media, people that dance and sing, that dances worldly songs and sings worldly songs, these are Christians. If you go to social media, people that fight against the body of Christ are Christians. Or so they believe they are Christians. What about the Big Brother Nigeria show? These are Christians. Majority are Christians. When you see two persons fighting on the road, Christian. How many times do you see other religions displaying these things on the road? It is hard. It is because, I'm not saying that Christianity is bad, no. It is because the devil fights Christianity a lot. The devil fights Christians a lot. The moment you come out there to declare and decree that you are a son of God, you're ready for attacks. So it's important that we come to this understanding because it's going to bless us a lot. It's going to help us a lot to examine ourselves. The Bible says something very important in the book of 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3. He said, we are human. But we don't wage war as humans do. He said, we are humans, but we don't wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons. Now, Paul is saying here, we are humans, but we don't wage war as humans do. That means there is a spiritual warfare. So let me tell you, every single second of your life, there is a war going on in the realm of the spirit. Every single second of your life, there are battles in the realm of the spirit. It's funny, but you might not know, but as I'm speaking to you now, there are missiles that are darts of the enemy being sent forth so that this message will not reach you, so that you will not hear this message. There are forces fighting so that the light will go off, so that the camera will fall, so that something will happen, so that you will not hear this message. And if they can't stop this message from reaching you, the devil will fight so that when you listen to this message, it will not seek heat inside of you. You understand? God bless you, Moses. So it's important to come to that understanding. The devil might fight you, try to prevent you from hearing the gospel of God. If you persist on hearing the gospel of God, the devil will fight in taking it away from you. That's why the Bible says that there are different kinds of seed. Those that fell on good soil, those that fell on a rocky soil, those that fell on a sandy soil. You can hear the word. The devil can permit you to hear the word of God, but the devil might fight that word of God not to be inside of you. The devil can take the word of God out of you. That is very true. Jesus Christ said so in the parable of the sower. So the devil has the power to take the word of God out of you if you don't know how to retain the word of God. That is why after you listen to the word of God, teachings of men of God, in few minutes, few seconds, you can't remember what you learned. You can't remember the teaching anymore because the devil fights it. It happened to me as well. I can listen to a great message and I'm like, wow, this is a very powerful message. And when I sit down to think, what was this man talking about? I can't really remember because the enemy takes it from you. And thank God now we have audio, we have sermon, we have different kind of things. We have different kind of things. We have sermons that we can be listening to. So you can listen to the man's teaching over and over so that it can retain. See, the moment you call yourself a Christian, know that you have announced a war. Those that are not Christian already know what they have lost already. If you're not a Christian, you already lost the war. If you're an unbeliever, you have lost the war. And that is why we are trying to make you know this. Devil doesn't have time to spend his energies fighting. He doesn't have time to spend assets fighting unbelievers. He has won them already. But the moment you come out there to say you believe in Jesus Christ, that is when all the battle. The devil does not fight you for a while and say, let me stop and rest. The devil does not rest. He sends his demons to keep fighting us. So many churches will tell you and say, there's no need, don't focus, don't talk about demons, don't talk about demons, just talk about Christ. Yes, that is true, but the Bible says we should not be ignorant of the device of the enemy, which means the Bible expects that we should know the tactics of the enemy. We should know the tactics of the devil. We should know the plans and the way the devil fights his people, fights the children of God. So it's expected for us to know these tactics of the devil. It's supposed to expect for us to know the tactics of the enemy. Please share the broadcast. They're just coming in right now. Share the broadcast. The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3, say, we are human. Yes, we are human. But we don't wage war as humans do. We don't fight with physical combat. We don't fight with our elbows. We don't fight with our arms. We don't fight with physical combat. But there is a way to wrestle this war. Every single day of your life, every single second of your life, there is a battle going on. That is what many Christians fail to understand. Every single day of your life, every minute of your life, there is a battle going on. There are wars going on in the realm of the spirit. There are wars going on in our mind. There's constant battle in our mind. The devil fights the mind, tries to manipulate us to do things. Every single day, there are demons that whisper dirty and negative things into our mind so that we can accept them. The devil will never have access to your life except you grant that access through your mind. I remember a time when I feel like jumping out of a staircase. Maybe if a car is moving, I just feel like, let me just jump out of this car. Why am I thinking that? I just felt like doing it. But that was thoughts from the enemy. They want you to commit suicide. Sometimes something will just say, you jump from this story to this story and see whether you can stand it. I mean, look at the movies you have watched. Try it now. You are strong. You have strong bones. These are the enemies whispering it into your ear. The devil will not do anything to you except that he breaks your mind. The moment there is a loophole in your mind, the devil gains access. We Christians, we are such in a hurry. You go to church, you are counting. The church is, if they tell you a church is 3 hours, you're like, 3 hours? What will I be doing for 3 hours? But you can sit, I can sit at home and watch a movie for probably 8 hours. I remember that time we used to have series of movies. I can sit and watch 8 hours. I can watch even 24 hours. Movie, yes. Probably when I'm watching, if I sleep off, I get up, I start watching again. Or maybe if I get headache, then I stop watching. But we don't have the time to study the Word of God. Because the word of God now becomes a problem for us. We don't study the Word of God. The Word of God now becomes a problem to us. And that is the problem that we face as Christians. Because we no longer give room for the Word of God. We no longer give room for the Word of God. It's so hard to spend time reading the Word of God. It's so hard to spend time meditating on the Word of God. Today I sat down here, just sat down and I was meditating. And I was praying if I'm meditating on the Word of God. Before I opened my eyes, it was 7 o'clock sharp. So for like 30 minutes, I was in the spirit meditating on the Word of God. So it's important that we come to that understanding. So for like 30 minutes, I was meditating on the Word of God. This is what every Christian needs to build themselves to do. We must build ourselves in the place where we have to build that place of meditation on the Word of God. It will help every Christian. It will help us to grow in the things of God. Does it make sense? I believe everyone here is watching and paying attention to what I'm saying. Are you getting blessed? Let us not forget, see, being a Christian means there is a price to pay. Let nobody tell you there is no price to pay, that Jesus Christ has paid it all. Yes, Jesus Christ gave us the ultimate price, but there is a price to pay. Being a Christian comes with a price. The price to discipline yourself. I remember when I gave my life to Christ newly. Sometimes there are certain musics, worldly songs that you just hear, you just want to dance to it. But something in me tells me that this is not your nature. It is not your nature to listen to these songs. Because you don't know, songs speak into your spirit. Yes. Songs get into your soul. That is why you can listen to a sorrowful song and you start crying. Because songs has the power. Remember, it is through song that God is glorified. And it's through song that devil is also summoned. That is why when you go to the occult, they make incantation, chants. They make certain chant and certain dance to invoke a certain demon. Remember, the devil wanted to be worshipped like God. So that means the devil wants to dwell in the place of worship as well. That is why music ministers are mainly fought. If you're a music minister, be very careful. Pray as much as you can because the devil will fight you. Fight you so hard. Because he knows that the voice you have, the songs that are in your mind are the access gateway in which you can bring down the presence of God in the meeting. If you're a music minister, don't play with your life. Don't play with yourself. That's why you have people like Theophilus, Lawrence Oyo. You hear so many people chanting in the spirit. And when you hear that chant, you hear Victoria Orange. Oh, my God. You're hearing these people when they chant in the spirit, your spirit begins to lift up. Because these are prophetic worshipers. These are psalmists. You don't just wake up in the morning and become a psalmist. You press on in the place of prayer. You press on. Not just see. You don't know that righteousness, living a righteous life is a prayer as well. The Bible said, present yourself holy and acceptable. He said, present yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. That is Romans 12 verse 1. Present yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. That means your body must be holy. Do away with fornication. Do away with masturbation. Do away with adultery. Do away with so many things that will pollute your body. Do away with it. Because believe that this body is not yours. It is for God. Make it holy. Live a life that is holy. Don't say God will make me to live a holy life. No. You have to consciously want to live a holy life. And God will help you. You don't wake up in the morning and say, God, don't help me to live a holy life. And you intentionally, consciously go into doing evil things. No. That is why it is good to know what sin is. So that you try to abstain from sin. And when you try to abstain from sin, God sees that you want to abstain from sin. And God helps you. God is God that have rules. You can't be a God if you don't have rules. God has rules and regulations. That is why we have the commandment that he has given to us. Love as I have loved you. It's a commandment. Most people don't know, they think that commandment is so easy. That commandment has to... The Bible said that the summary of all the commandments that was given, all the laws and commandments that were given to us, which are about 618 or 17 laws, are summarized into one thing. Love one another as I have loved you. 617 laws combined into love one another as I've loved you. I don't know if it's around 18 or 17 or so. Just boil down into one thing. Love as I have loved you. If I love my neighbor, I won't steal from my neighbor's wife. If I love my neighbor, I won't steal from my neighbor. If I love my parents, I won't insult them. I won't abuse them. Every single thing you see in the commandment has to do with love. If I love God, I won't go to idol worshiping. These things are important that we come to this understanding. That's why you need to examine yourself. We need to examine ourselves. So when you sit there, examine yourself. Is the video very clear? Is everybody seeing me very clear? Is the video very clear and the voice audio very clear? Most people might find it so difficult to sit down and actually listen to this teaching. It will be so hard for them to sit down and listen to this teaching. Why is it so hard? Because the devil fights it. They just want the man of God to prophesy. They don't want to listen to the word of God. Because we have been moved. Yes, it is fun to hear the word of God. It is fun to hear prophecies. It is fun to hear what God is saying about you. It gives you that activation. It gives you that edification. But the word of God, you must learn to take the word of God in its value. The word of God is as strong as any prophet you can ever imagine. In fact, it is stronger than whatever prophet you can imagine. The word of God edifies. The word of God puts us in right relationship with God. Can everybody hear me loud again? Is my voice still skipping? So we need to come to this understanding because it's going to bless us. The Bible says that there is a warfare. It says, just pay attention to what the Bible is saying. He said, we are human, but we do not wage war as humans do. We use God's mind to weapon, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning. That means your reasoning is a battle. That's why I'm saying the battle is in your reasoning, your thoughts. The thoughts. He said, we use God's mind to weapon, not worldly weapons, to knock down the strongholds of human reasoning and destroy the false arguments. There is constant argument in your mind. The devil is constantly using his demons to speak into your mind, to doubt God, to not believe in God, to say you can't be healed. The man of God say you're going to be healed. The devil is saying it's a lie. If the man of God say you're going to be healed, you listen to the devil preaching, you didn't get healed. You listen to Joshua Selman, you didn't get healed. What makes you think that Prophet Emmanuel will heal you? Those people are fathers in the Lord. They have great anointing. What makes you think that this young boy can heal? That is the mindset. The devil places this argument in your head. And when the devil is speaking this thing, you forget to believe that Jesus Christ said that my words will come to pass. He said the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Which means that the words, you can't see them, but they are very active because they are eternal. The word of God is eternal. The word of God does not die. The word of God does not perish. If the word of God dies, then Jesus would have died. Because Jesus is the word of God. So every single thing you read from the scripture is the word of God. And the word of God is eternal. That's why the Bible says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will remain unchanged. My word will remain the same. My spoken word. God is God because of his word. God is king because he fulfills his word. God is faithful because he's a God that completes his word. So if God gives you a word that you will be healed, then you believe it, you will be healed. You might not know when, the time and hour, but know that God is going to heal you. And this is what the devil fights. Some people here are Christians. They are Christians, they believe in God, but they go to church and they come, they go to the omenana, the traditional whatever they are doing, they kill cow for their gods. I see it every time. It hurts me. I've seen people that I love indulge themselves in all this fetish or man or something, and they call themselves Christian. They say it's given to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and given to God what belongs to God. No, God never said you should worship him in the morning and serve the devil at night. Caesar was talking about finances. He was talking about give to the government what belongs to the government. Pay your tax. Don't run away from your tax. Pay your tax. Support the things of the government asking you to pay. Pay. Then give what belongs to God to God. Why is the Bible looking like it's so difficult for us to understand? I mean, time, because we don't spend time to study the word. I know how hard it feels like. Sometimes I tell people just read the word of God like a novel. Yes, it helps too. When you read it as a novel, then come back and study it. You find that there are so many stories in the Bible that could change your life. But one thing about the stories in the Bible is that these stories are real. They are life-changing stories. No matter how much you read the Bible, every time you read it, it comes afresh. There is no book you can read that comes afresh every single time you read it. It's impossible. Only the Bible comes alive every single time you study it. We must examine ourselves. The thoughts that I've heard calls, people have called me on the phone and said, man of God, I feel like killing my child. Man of God, I feel like jumping out. Man of God, I feel like taking suicide. Man of God, I feel like killing my husband. I've had people do so many things, call me on the phone, and I begin to pray for them. And I begin to pray for these people. And I begin to pray for these people. I begin to pray for them. I begin to reconstruct their understanding because of what God is about to do in their life. The devil fights people. The devil finds every single avenue to fight people. Every single little chance the devil gets, he wants to do something. But you must not allow the devil to gain access to your mind. Guide your mind. The Bible says there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is destruction. See, there are certain things that we say they are not sin, but in the eyes of God, they are sin. Sin is whatever God told you to do and you failed to do the same. If God says stop taking water and you keep taking water, you're sinning against God. Even when others are taking water, it's not a sin to them, it is a sin to you. Sin is not what men said sin is. Sin is what whatever God says the sin is a sin. The Bible says in the book of James 4, verse 17, that if you know what is right to do and you don't do it, you have sinned. So every single day you say, I didn't sin today. There's nothing to repent of. Are you sure? That's why we must examine ourselves. So that is one thing about Psalm 51. That's one thing about David. David always goes and examines himself and repents of his sins. He doesn't know everything, but he said, Father, brood me, go inside of me, search me, blot out my transgressions. I know I have sinned against you, only before you have I sinned and done what is wrong. So you are right in judging me, you are justified in condemning me. So Lord, search my heart. When was the last time you said, God, search my heart? Oh Lord, search my heart. Heavenly Father, search my heart. Father, search my spirit, search me. If there be any evil in me, take it out. When was the last time you actually confessed? Some people told you not to confess your sins, that God has forgiven your sins. Yes, God has forgiven our sins. But what will it cost you to just go before him and say, Father, I know that I've wronged you. I know I might have missed certain things you want. Because you're not sensitive in the spirit. There are certain times God will not want you to be in the office. God wants you to just take a walk to bless someone on the road. There are certain beggars that will come around you. God wants you to leave. your office by 3 o'clock so that you meet that beggar and bless, but you were not listening because your ears were closed. Don't you know that is a sin? That is a sin. So why not repent for the known and the unknown sins? Father, I'm sorry. I know there are times you spoke to me that I might not hear because of my insensitivity in the place of prayer. Lord, have mercy. That is the secret of David. That is the reason why David is great. That is what makes David so special. That is why God said, David is a man after my own heart. With the sin David committed, God loved David because David understood how to manipulate the heart of God. He knows how to come before God and present something that is beyond his imagination. God is like, I know this boy is going to say this, but why does he always have a way of speaking? Because God, David just sees God as a woman. So when he comes, he just sugarcoats God, and God is vulnerable, but just to bless him. Read the Psalms of Solomon and see how much love that Solomon was writing to God. He was like, he was writing how much he's in love with God. Just see, he's not talking to a lady, he's talking to God. He uses the figure of a woman to describe God. When was the last time you actually sat down and said, Father, I know I don't know how to pray, but today I want to talk to you, Lord. I've made mistakes in the past. I want to thank you for the breath of life. Thank you for my father. Thank you for my mother. Thank you for my brothers, my uncles, their lives. Thank you for the business. Thank you for the director in my working place. Thank you for the salary you gave to me. Thank you for people that have died. I'm still alive in the land of the living. Thank you for the clothes I'm putting on. Thank you for the resource I have. Thank you for the gift I receive. Thank you for the birthday that is coming up in my life. Thank you so much for your love. Thank you for the wife that you're about to give me or the wife that you have given me. Thank you for the sons and the daughters that you have given me or the ones you're about to give me. Thank you for thank you for the things you have seen, for the things you don't know that are coming, the things that you expect to come, the things you look ahead and glorify me. When was the last time you did that? When was the last time you actually came to this? And see, there's sometimes you want to hear certain worldly songs, but because there is a price to pay in the things of God, you reject it. I took my phone. After I gave my life to Christ, I still have some worldly songs on my phone. So once in a while, I listen to them. But I find out that whenever I listen to them, if I sleep, I hear that sound playing in my heart. I wake up with such kind of melody. I was like, this is not how it's supposed to be. I made a decision. I deleted more than how many songs on my phone, and I loaded them with all Christian songs. And right now, I can wake up in the morning having a particular song in my heart. Rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. I could wake up with that song. I could wake up, haunting my only gaze is you. Spirit, you brooding over me till I look more like. You see, sometimes we sing certain songs, but we don't really know the meaning of that song. We sing it because we felt it is good to sing, or the lyrics sounds fun, but we don't really know the meaning behind what we are saying and what we are reciting. Every song is a prayer. Even when you sing a worldly song, you are praying to a demon. I said it. When you sing a worldly song, you are playing to a demon. Most especially, keep in mind, the lyrics of the song matters a lot. When you are saying, go back, what are you saying? Does it really make sense? What if that tongue is a tongue of demons? What if? You don't know it. So I decide. When I say, I know I speak in the tongue of the Holy Ghost. When you say, hey, what is that thing you're saying? How are you sure it's not a demonic tongue? It is every day Paul said, I die every day. That means every single day Paul yielded himself to the Spirit of the living God. Every single day Paul is yielding himself. Every single day Paul is yielding himself to the Spirit of the living God. Every single day. Every single day, Paul dies and yields himself. Every single day, there are things he wants to do to enjoy himself, but he felt he refused. Paul knew he was going to be arrested. God showed him where he would be arrested, and he still went there because God wanted him to go. Jesus knew that the cross is going to be painful, but he went there because of you and I. Paul knew that he would be arrested here, he would be tortured, he would be killed here. He went there because he wants to fulfill the will of God. You and I, if they tell us that this is where you will die, you will avoid that place. If God shows you a vision that you will die in justice, you will never enter justice again. So that you will not die. Are you willing to die for the gospel of Christ? You're not even willing to give what you have for the gospel of Christ. Are you sure you can die for the gospel of Christ? If you can't give material things for the gospel of Christ, how can you not give your heart for the gospel of Christ? The Bible said that Judas was stealing the money. Judas was the treasurer of Jesus Christ, the disciples. The Bible said Judas, Jesus Christ knew that Judas was stealing money, and yet Jesus Christ was not bothered. He never confronted Judas and said, why are you stealing my money? He was not bothered because these are material things. Jesus was most concerned about spiritual things. What are you more concerned about? Sometimes I used to have programs on Friday. Sometimes I say, oh, see, Fridays, I'm not going to hold this program anymore. I want to spend time with the Father. I want to study. I want to know more about Him. Then I remember there are people out there that want to be blessed through what God has given to me. And I push myself and I come back because that is the sacrifice you must pay. Every single Tuesday, I'm in my church to preach the gospel of Christ. Every single Tuesday, God sends people to come to that church to hear the gospel. And so before every single Tuesday, I must be ready and prepared to be a blessing to people, to allow myself to be used by God, to teach them according to what God wants me to teach them. If this message is blessing you, please share the broadcast. If you're listening to it as an audio, please give to someone so that someone will be blessed as well. Be the reason why someone is blessed. If anything happened to you today, how many souls can you say you have won to Christ? Don't say you have took someone to the church. It's good to take someone to church. But did that person stay in the church? Was that person saved? Don't be so much concerned about your family members saving them. Save the ones around you can save. Your family members are the last person to even join to be saved. Because they will never, it will take a miracle for them to believe that you're a Christian. I know. I came from a family that they know I'm a Christian, but they don't really believe everything. They know this guy is a Christian, but they still believe to go to their church and do their whatever they're doing. But they know Emeka is a Christian. Emeka doesn't do this, doesn't do this, doesn't do this. So in this aspect, they're good people. They love God. They're good people. But they are not deep believers. They don't spend time to study the word. So my life, because they don't spend time studying the word, so my life has to reflect what the word of God is saying around them. So that when they see me, even without reading the Bible, they can just say that this is who God is. That's sometimes when you get upset, they say, man of God, why are you getting upset? Man of God is a man before God. He's a man of God. Man is not God. Even in the Bible, some parts, God get upset. That I'm angry that I regret that I created man. So why is it if a man of God gets upset? You say, you're a man of God, shouldn't be getting angry. Ignorance. Does it make sense? I don't know if someone is getting blessed. I just want to speak to us. Sometimes all you need is just someone to speak to you and help you to see the realities of life. Have you ever asked yourself, why do you, is examining yourself, this is the teaching, examining yourself. Have you ever asked yourself, why do you go to club? What is that thing that makes you want to go to club? What is that thing that pushes you to go to club? What is that thing that compels you to go to club? Why? To sit down in a place where evil deeds are happening. People are naked, sleeping around, kissing themselves. People that are married. Ladies are half naked. Some of the people that are in that club are demons. Yes. I'm telling you the truth. If there are 100 of them, 40 of them are demons. Then maybe the rest 40 are possessed by spirits. Then the rest 20 don't even know why they enter the club. And before they leave, they'll be possessed by spirits. Why do you go to church? Why do you club on Friday, club on Saturday, and go to church on Sunday? Who are you deceiving? Do you know what Christianity is? And God loves us so much. Can't we just, this man loves us so much that he gave his only son, not because we deserve it. He just chose to love us and sacrifice every single thing he had. The only one son he had, sacrificed him just so that you and I, so that just so that the devil cannot torment us, so that you and I can make heaven, so that the devil will not beat us and destroy us in hell. He wanted us to come to where he is. He left heaven. He's a God. He can just wipe the earth and create a human being. Nobody will judge him because he's a God. But he doesn't go against his words, which means that God is disciplined and principled. So, and if you want to be like him, then you must be disciplined and principled. If truly you are united in Christ, then you must be disciplined and principled. I know it's not easy, but we can get there. It's a step at a time. The thing is that, are you even trying? Don't let the pleasure of 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes destroy your destiny. Don't let the pressure of 1 minute kill your destiny. Don't let the pressure of 5 seconds kill your destiny. Be proud of who you are as a Christian, that you are in Christ. Proud of who you are. Be proud of it. Be proud of who you are. Mayana kushiki, vegegu, gaba, debrene suto. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You see, someone can say something important. He said, I started studying my scriptures and found out that most of the things I take my daily way of living life are heavy sins in the sight of God. There's any things that are sin in your eyes that you don't even know they are sin. There's any things that you think they are not sin, but in the eyes of God they are sin. When you study the scripture begins to read your life. The scripture begins to examine you. Now I say you need to examine yourself. Get the Bible, read the Bible, read the life of Jesus Christ, read what Paul is saying. What kind of life are we expected to live? See, the Bible is the only true manual to succeed in this life. If you follow the words you see in the Bible, you become great, you will succeed in this life. You become no weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. Sometimes we put certain scripture, we don't even know what it means. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. We know what understanding do you have? On what knowledge, what light have you received to say, no weapon formed against you shall prosper? Have you seen a demon? Some people have seen demons, they call Jesus, the demons stand and believe in them. It's not about the name of Jesus, it's about the knowledge you have over the name of Jesus. It's the knowledge you know about the name of Jesus. It's about the relationship between you and that name, Jesus. Anybody can answer the name Jesus. So when you call Jesus, which Jesus are you calling? The one you know or the one you don't know? When you say Jesus Christ, who are you calling? The Jesus you know or the Jesus you don't know? The one you don't, when you go to church, you sleep throughout the whole church. When you want to praise God, you stand up and you dance. And you're dancing so that other people can video you. You are in a church, you are making videos of yourself in a church while you are praying. You are praying, you raise up your hand, you are making video. Why are you deceiving? Have you seen the Muslim people go to the church with their cameras? They are not serving the God Almighty. They are not serving the true God, but yet they discipline themselves. And you're a Christian, you serve the God Almighty, the one and only true God, and yet you can't discipline yourself. Because what you have given is the grace that was given to us. Examine yourself. That is the teaching of today. I'm almost done. I just want us to examine ourselves. Take our time and examine yourself. He said, in the book of 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3, we are human, but we do not wage war as humans, which means there is a war going on. And as I speak to you, there is a war going on right now over my life, over your life, over every single thing on earth. That Nigeria looks like it is bad. It was deep. Nigeria pray a lot, so the devil attack Nigeria a lot. And that is why that is the see. Nigeria would be, I believe Nigeria will be the last one in the era. We are the one to be the last one. Revival is going to come to Nigeria, heavy revival. And many nations will come to Nigeria to seek its source. It will happen. Because I saw that in a vision. I saw somebody imagine as a president, a youth. I see from the age of 34 to 39, I see someone youthful imagine. I don't know whether he's going to be the new president also. I don't know, but I saw a youth imagine. I saw a youth dressed looking very smart, and I see they call him Mr. President. Don't say other nations are developed. They have homosexuals. So the devil is not even worried about them. The devil allowed their wealth to come to them. But in Nigeria, it's because we pray a lot. So the devil fights it a lot. You think with your reasoning you can change. You think with your normal common reason you can change Nigeria. Impossible. If not for the wisdom of God, you can't change Nigeria. How many people have gone to that power? The moment they made everything, the moment they enter that power, their understanding changed because power enters the gates. Some of them, before they even become the senator or whatever they want to become, they have to make certain blood sacrifices. I'm not saying all, some. And those that did not make it, they are not strong in prayer, they will be pulled out. And when they are pulled out, they get upset and they have to go and soil their hand in evil things just so they can. Jesus. The network. So those songs that are on your phone, why do you have them? Those worldly songs that are on your phone, why do you have them? Those pornography, why do you have them? Why do you have them on your phone? Can't you pay the price by removing every single of those songs, Can't you pay the price? There's a price to pay in Christ. Don't say there's no price, there's a price to pay. And that price is to discipline yourself. He said that if you must follow me, you must deny yourself. Mission, you must reject your own self. You must reject the pleasure you want to enjoy and follow him. I'm not all there yet. I'm still learning a lot. I'm still building myself every single day. Because the more I study the Word of God, the more I know that there's a lot that is expected of me by God. Not because he doesn't love me, but because he loves me so much. He wants me to be the best that I can. Not for this world, but for the race ahead, the heaven race ahead. I told people it's not just about entering heaven. It's about when you enter heaven and you find out that you could have been beside Paul, but you are not. Some people say, even if I enter and become gate man, trust me, you'll be sad. We told you the gate open on its own accord. So you don't like it. So we make Jesus say, if I go even as gate man, I'd be as far as I enter heaven. Don't deceive yourself. The Bible said that what God has planned for those who love him cannot be imagined, cannot be thought of. I want to know that thing he planned for us. I want to enjoy it. I want to come back home and God will say, welcome home, faithful servant of mine. Or will they say, you failed. I'm just going to sit down there. Let him look at me with so much joy and say, welcome home. Here is the reward I have for you. You might say in heaven, what do we need the reward for? If God is going to reward us, then there is a reason for needing that reward. Why would God just reward us if there will be no need of that reward in heaven? Eternity is so long. You think heaven is going to be boring? Oh my God. And everyone still see me. And everyone still see me. Kayana Kushika, Kamena Gagu, Begeregazu, Goruda Gabashe. Are we getting blessed? I don't know if they can still see me, so. Oh, yeah, yes, they can see me. That's beautiful. That's what I want to tell you today. A lot of things I wanted to teach on, but so many things I want to teach on right now. But the moment I just came here, the Lord said, teach on examine yourself. And as I started speaking, so many things just are coming out. God just want to speak to his people. Even though I'm speaking to you now, whatever sickness that you are believing God for, you are healed in the name of Jesus. You don't need me to mention the disease or whatever sickness. Right now, you are healed of that sickness in the name of Jesus. So we need to come to this understanding, because this is very, very vital and very, very important that we come to this understanding. We come to this knowing. We come to this understanding. It's going to help us. It's going to bless us. It's going to open so many doors for us in our life. Examine yourself. The pleasure of this world. See, the world is getting busier. More work to do, more things to do, more investment. Everybody wants to make money. The country is getting difficult. Everybody's working 2 jobs, 3 jobs. Some are working 1 job, but they have 7 jobs online because everybody's chasing. But at a point, the devil is just making you to forget God. When you are chasing and the world is so busy, make out time for God. Make out time for God. The devil is fighting it. I know it seems impossible, but God is greater. If you make out time for God, trust me. Everybody here knows that if they make out time for God, that they will enjoy their life. They know. But why is it so hard to make out that time for God? It's because we have failed to understand what discipline is. In school, you do CRK only primary school. After that, no more CRK. I think you do it in just one, just two, just three as well. Then after that, you keep doing science, biology, geography. Not these things. Why can they do a teaching? Why can school have Holy Spirit teaching? Why can school have living rights? Why can school have good character? Why can we have subject like good character, living rights, understanding the Bible, studying the Bible, mini ministry, mini theology, the story of Job, how to grow spiritual, how to fast rightly, how to pray to God, how to meditate on the Word of God. Why can't school have these subjects? Must it be biology, psychology, human resources, physics, quantum physics, further mind? What are you furthering? At the end of what, so it makes sense. So I'm going to be leaving you now, and I'm going to pray with every one of us. You see, know this. Commit yourself to a church and commit yourself to a ministry. A church and a ministry. A church you attend on Sunday. And when they do it, you see some people that will teach them. Some people will teach them, Sandra, Madam Sandra. When they do it, some people will come and teach in the school. Apostle Josephine is doing that now. He's bringing three topics in. They're trying to build a university, and they're going to bring three topics from the scripture to teach, and it's going to be wonderful. Don't be shocked. I will send my son to that place to study, or all my kids to study there. So when they're coming out, they're not coming out as lazy persons. They're coming out knowing what the Word of God is saying. So I just want us to know this. And let me tell you something. Make sure you are connected and committed to a church and to a ministry. I have ministries and mentors that I every single month I donate one thing or two. Even if it's not every month, maybe every 2 months, I do this and do this for the ministry. I have to support with what I have for the things of God and help people out there. There are some people that school fees is 3,000. If you can afford it, just help. The orphanage, go help people. Just try as much as possible to support the things of God. It will not be church. Support people, your neighbors. Help people that can help themselves. Take up somebody and say, I will train you till you are done with secondary school. Take up somebody and say, I will train you till you are done with your primary school. Just to your own level. 1 person, 2 person. Carry them and be the reason. Even when you feel that money is not there, find a way to fund them. Don't say, there's no money now, so I can't pay your school fees. No, be consistent. I've seen people that come to the church and they say, man of God, I'll be giving your church $2,000 every month. And in that month, they might give, the next month they might not give. And they, I'm so sorry, your pledge, you made a pledge to the church and you've not redeemed the pledge. You say, money not there now. Trust me, if it was school fees for your son, you will struggle as much as possible to get that $2,000 to pay. But because it is God's grace, you say, money not there now, we'll go pay later, money not there. You joke with the things of God. Go and ask people, do interview with people that were once in the occult. They send you the first time you fell, second time you fell, the third time they kill you. Sometimes there's only the second time they kill you. So it's important we come to that and be consistent. I've not missed any of my tithe that I know of. Every single tithe I tithe. I don't tithe 10%, I tithe more than 10%. I try to be consistent. As much as I can remember, I give. Sometimes I just say, let me just give for the ones in case if there are money that I've received that I didn't remember of tithe, I just give. With every single salary I receive, I tithe for it. And the church, the ministry, CEO ministry tithes to other church. And CEO ministry also connected to other churches that we sow seed as the Lord leads. Not one, not two, not three, four churches to five that we connect seeds to. So when you are under this atmosphere, you're not just under one atmosphere, you're under many graces. Take time and sit down and examine your life. If you forget everything I've explained or taught right now, just sit down and rewatch this audio or get the audio and rewatch it and give God the glory. And listen to it over and over. Play it in your car and let it refresh your mind. There's a lot to know. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Let me see your question. Ebuka. Okay, Reke Amakapa. I said, Daddy, I think some scammers are using your name to scam people. Yes, we have reported about that. I don't charge someone money for healing or miracle or anything. So, not even for the victim of that. You should know the person that you are meeting that is ministering to you. I don't charge money for anything. So, anyone that is telling you to pay money for a particular thing, know that they are scammers. Or healing for miracle, or tell you to donate money to any orphanage, those are scammers. Ebuka says, but I'm still finding it hard in aspects of understanding fully the scripture via the insight. Scriptures, you can never understand the scriptures fully. As you grow, you learn. As you read, understand the one you are studying. As you are going deeper, you are knowing more. That is just the scripture. You can never fully understand it to the end. Okay, Rick, I'm going to say, and Daddy, I'm still wanting for your number and the books you promised me, sir. I told you to message me. You see, I can't even remember those books anymore. That's why I said message me. The moment I ended, I went to the message on our Facebook page. Everyone that messaged me that time, I gave them the number to reach out to me. Probably didn't message me. Oh, Sandra Beresh is also telling me my number has been there on the page. Most people don't know. Number has always been there. So God bless you. I'm going to pray with every one of you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, I thank you so much, Lord. Heavenly Father, I come before thee in the name of your Son, Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank you, precious Holy Spirit, for revealing all these things to us, for speaking to us, for using my vessel to speak to your children, O Lord. Father, we come before thee, Lord, to say thank you. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your wisdom. Thank you for the knowledge. Thank you for the understanding that you're giving to us. Thank you for our loved ones, our brothers, our sisters, our aunties, our uncles, our nephews, our cousins. Thank you for every one of them. Thank you for the members of CEOs, for the followers out there, people that are partners of the ministry, people that are supporting the work of the ministry, people that share the videos and the audios of this ministry. Father, we say you bless them mightily in the name of Jesus. Those that give good reports about this ministry, Father, may you bless them, Lord, mightily in the name of Jesus. Father, I commit your children to your heavenly hands. Let this word that they have heard not be taken away from them by the devil. Let this word be soaked and covered with the blood of Jesus in their hearts. May they be open to deeper understanding of the scripture. May their conscience be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. May they know what is good and what is right. May they walk in the paths that will bring forth glory to your Holy Name, Lord. And those that are believing God for the fruit of the womb, Lord, I declare, and I announce that they are pregnant in the name of Jesus. That they have received the fruit of the womb in the name of Jesus. For those that are believing you, Lord, for scriptural understanding, those that are asking that their eyes be opened to the scripture, Lord. Father, you laid hand on me and you said, Emeka, now I give you understanding, give unto others. I open their eyes to the understanding of the scriptures of the word of God. I open their eyes to understand spiritual matters in the name of Jesus. Those that you have called, O Lord, for kingdom financiers, Lord. Father, I give them the wisdom of understanding financial keys and financial principles in the name of Jesus. Those are battling through addictions, Lord. By the power in the name of Jesus, Lord, we break those addiction of masturbation, those addiction of lustful desires, those addiction of material desires, those addiction of homosexuality, those addiction of hostility, those addiction of lesbianism. We break those addiction of alcohol intake, those addiction of smoking of weed, those addiction of beating their wife, those addiction of insulting that cannot control their tongue. Every addiction, Father, we break it right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray for those that are believing you for healing, Lord. Father, by the precious blood of Jesus, Lord, I declare that they are healed in the name of Jesus. The pain neck is gone. The chest pain is gone. The back pains are gone. The knee pain, the calf pain, the ankle pain is gone in the name of Jesus. Father, that diabetes is canceled. That HIV is canceled. That low blood is complete and filled now in the name of Jesus. That arthritis is canceled in their life in the name of Jesus. That appendix is destroyed in the name of Jesus. That severe headache is canceled in the name of Jesus. That issue with lungs is canceled in the name of Jesus. That gives that business that is having some issue, Father, let there be water upon that business. Let that begin to flourish right now in the name of Jesus. That issue that is in court, that you're believing God for divine intervention, the Lord has entered and Lord has intervened on your behalf to the glory of God in the name of Jesus. That woman who was raped and is having a heart to forgive, please let go. Just, it's so hard to forgive. It's so hard to forgive. But it's so hard. Just let go. Forgive. It's hard to forget, but forgive. The Lord will redeem you and the Lord will fight for you. Forgive and let go. Your heart is healed in the name of Jesus. I pray for open doors over their life, oh Lord. Open doors over the life of people that are listening right now. Through this video, through this audio, through this broadcast. I speak for open doors over their life in the name of Jesus. Let them begin to operate in an unusual dimension of blessings in the name of Jesus. Let the grace that makes men relevant come upon them in the name of Jesus. That wherever they are in their time of need, Lord, they will find favor. Let your angels be around them to assist them in walking in line with your will, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. There are some persons here that God has called to pray and is standing in the gap for families. These are intercessors. Let their tongue be anointed with fire. And let the word that they speak come out with strong fire in the name of Jesus. I pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. That poison has disappeared from your belly right now in the name of Jesus. That person that had a dream where he was injected with some substance, that has been canceled in the name of Jesus. That AA, believing God for that AS, believing God for AA, that AA has been given to you in the name of Jesus. That SS, that you're believing God for AA and AS, it has been given to you in the name of Jesus. That SS is canceled in the name of Jesus. That child that is born premature, that child is now mature the way it ought to be in the name of Jesus. Father, life. That leg that is bent is now strengthened in the name of Jesus. Oh, the leg of that child, that the leg just bent somehow. The doctors are calling huge amount of money for surgery. Oh, the leg of that child. Father, this bone is strengthened in the name of Jesus. Every ligament, every fiber, every muscle, strengthened in the name of Jesus. Strengthened in the name of Jesus. As this baby, as you go sleep and wake up tomorrow, you start seeing the leg adjusting itself in the name of Jesus. That person that stepped on a poison, that poison is dried up right now in the name of Jesus. From now to the next 3 days, that poison will be dried up completely in the name of Jesus. That issue of a land, there is somebody here, it buried a charm in your land. The moment you see that charm, just get water, pour on that charm and break it. It is done in the name of Jesus. God bless you mightily in Jesus. Mighty name I pray. May God lift you up. May God bless you. May God take you to a height beyond your own imagination. May the doors be opened over your life. May every curse that has been released over your life be broken in the name of Jesus. May every utterances that have been said over your life be broken. And every evil utterances said over your life be broken in the name of Jesus. May the prophecies over your life that are hanging be released over your life in the name of Jesus. Go and prosper. Go and do great things. The anointing of healing has been released to your hands in the name of Jesus. Lay hand on the sick and they will recover. In the name of Jesus. The angel of the Lord shall go before you. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. You all shall find unusual favor. Share this broadcast and get the audio on Telegram and give to everyone. So that's all we bless today. God bless you in Jesus' name. I love you all. Shalom.